When the young Arab man in a business suit got out of a black cab and breezed into the lobby bar in late afternoon, no one took any notice. This was the Marriott Grosvenor House in London, a haven for visiting delegations and business barons from around the world, in a city with a sizable Muslim population. No fewer than 5 of the hotel's cable channels were Arabic satellite networks. Mahmoud ordered apple juice and took out his Times. If he had been arrested at that moment, and there was no reason to do so, there would have been nothing incriminating on him at all. He perused the newspaper and sipped his juice. Mahmoud had left a message for a bellboy he befriended at a mosque in South London. The message said he would be in the hotel and needed a small favor. It asked the young man to please meet him near the service elevator off the lower lobby at 4 o'clock. He checked his watch. 3:55. Mahmoud put a 5-pound note on the bar and took the stairs down one level. The bellboy was already there.
I was surprised to hear from you, Mahmoud.
He did not appear to be concerned. The two were about the same age and had met several times. They were both 5 feet 7 inches tall, clean-shaven, and had olive complexions and similar builds. Men at the mosque had commented that they looked like brothers.
My friend,
Mahmoud greeted the bellboy with a handshake and a smile.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I need your help.
Of course, I will help you if I can.
Thank you, but, well, this is a confidential matter.
He looked around to be sure no one else was in the service hallway, and then, as if he didn't know exactly where he was going, Mahmoud pretended to notice a large utility closet, its door ajar.
In here, he said. Just for a second.
Now the bellboy gave him a suspicious look, but it was too late. Mahmoud pushed him into the closet and closed the door.
No, wait, said the bellboy.
Shh, said Mahmoud.
I have something to show you.